Good morning, and welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Freer. I'm the local minister at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, and I want to personally thank you for listening to our program this morning. We hope you'll become a regular listener. Each time on Sunday morning, we will open up the pages of God's Word to find the answers that are contained therein. We encourage you to come and worship with us. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the meeting times at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. Also, check out our website, www.thechurchofchristatharrodsburg.com. You will find many valuable resources and help you in your study of God's Word. Give us a look. Let us know what you think. When trying to teach those outside of Christ His gospel, one point seems to always cause quite a discussion. What is that point? How many of us have tried to discuss with folks the need to obey the gospel plan of salvation, only to have them tell us, but they want to continue to worship where they always have worshipped? After all, I don't need to be a member of a particular church to be saved. Some won't study with us because of preconceived concepts. You're a member of the Church of Christ. I know what you teach. Only those who are members of your church are going to get to heaven. That's too narrow for me. Well, I know people say that, but I wonder if they fully understand what they mean. So what's the answer to this often made statement and question? Does one have to be a member of the Lord's church to be saved? That's a fair question. Is one church as good as another? Can I join the church of my choice? Do all roads lead to heaven? Truly, God's Word will tell us the answer to our question. Let us examine the truth concerning these vital questions. What saith God's book? First of all, I would submit to you that we need to ask the question, where are all spiritual blessings found? The Bible answer is Ephesians 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. All spiritual blessings are in Christ. Salvation is in His name. According to Acts 4:11-12, there is salvation in no other name. Forgiveness of sin is in Christ. Ephesians 1 verse 7. To Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Newness of life is in Christ. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 4, we're buried with Him in baptism to walk in newness of life. In 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, old things in passed away, and behold, all things are new. We're a new creature. Reconciliation is in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2, verse 16, that He might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And so, in all of these questions, one must be in Christ to receive His spiritual blessing, and one of those blessings is salvation. To be in the Christ means one is in His body. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 18, the Bible says, "And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He may have the preeminence." Preeminence means first place. He is the head of the church according to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 23. "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body." Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 says that there is only one body. And in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 20, it tells us that we are all members, many members, but we are in one body. And so to be in Christ is to be in His body. Three, to be in His body is to be in the church. In Matthew the 16th chapter, beginning in verse 16 through 18, Jesus promised to build that church, and He said the gates of Hades would not prevail against it. What were men added to after they obeyed the gospel on that first Pentecost after the ascension of Christ back to His Father? They were added to the church, Acts 2 verse 47. The body and the church is the same. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 says, "And He gave Him to be head over, to put all things under His feet, gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. And so, what is going back to the Father? Well, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 24, when the end comes, he's going to deliver the kingdom back to his Father. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom of God to his Father, when he puts an end to all rule, all authority, and power. And so, to be in his body is to be in the church. Next, if I can be saved outside the church. Now, this is a concept of many people in the religious world. They don't need to be a member of the Lord's church. Yet, we have clearly shown that all spiritual blessings are in Christ. We have shown to be in Christ is to be in his body. And we have shown to be in the body is to be in the church. Now, all those things being true, and we just read them, then we must ask, if I can be saved outside the church, then some other things we must say are correct. If I can be saved outside the church, then I do not need salvation, I do not need redemption, I do not need forgiveness of sins, nor the blood of Christ, nor do I need to walk in newness of life, or neither do I need to be reconciled. Well, how can all that be? The Bible says all those things are necessary, and all of them are in Christ. You're going to have to make a decision. I can remain in the world and in the devil's kingdom. In Colossians chapter 1, in verse number 13 and 14, we see that we are translated out of one kingdom and into another. In verse 13 of Colossians 1, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. We were delivered from the power of darkness into the kingdom of his Son. But if you don't have to be in Christ, then you can stay in the darkness. You can stay in the power of darkness. And I can remain in the devil's kingdom. Number 3, I need not be enrolled in heaven. In Philippians chapter 4, in verse number 3, it talks about those who were names were written in the book of life. Well, to be in the book of life, you have to be in Christ. To be in Christ, you have to be in his body. To be in his body, you have to be part of his church. But if that's not necessary, then you don't need to have your name written in the book of life. But Revelation chapter 21 and verse 27 says, all those names who are not written in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire. Again, friend, you're going to have to make a decision. Well, if I can be saved outside the church, then I don't need to be a child of God. I don't need to be a member of the family of God. But Jesus said, one must be born of the water and the Spirit, or he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. John chapter 3, verse 3 through 5. We must be part of a household of God. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. And Jesus asked a question in Luke chapter 6, verse 46, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Again, you're going to have to make a decision. Why was Christ crucified on the cross? His death was absolutely useless and in vain if one doesn't need to be a member of his church. According to Acts 20 and 28, one of the things that was accomplished by the death of Christ, besides the remedy for sin, is that he purchased his church. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to the whole flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to be shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Now, Ephesians 5, verse 25 says he's the Savior of the body. Ladies and gentlemen, did he die in vain? Did he die a death that was unnecessary? I think not. He died in order to release us from the bondage of sin and also to purchase his church. Next, we must ask, why do all the New Testament examples of conversion, beginning with the 3,000 in Acts chapter 2, why do they all end at the water? Simon the sorcerer was believed and baptized in Acts 8, 12, and 13. The eunuch was baptized by Philip in Acts chapter 8, beginning in verse 31. Lydia and her household were baptized in Acts 16, 14, and 15. And the Philippian jailer was baptized and believed in Acts chapter 16, beginning in verse 15. And so in all of these examples, you find men and women who heard the gospel, believed the gospel, obeyed the gospel, and were added and become part of the church, the household of God, the body of Christ, and one of his children. Why did they all do that? Well, the only conclusion I can draw is that they must have understood that it was necessary. And so they obeyed the gospel, and then they were added to the church. Now, ladies and gentlemen, instead of getting angry, and instead of charging us with being narrow-minded, why not open your Bible and prove us to be wrong? Show me how I have misconstrued what the Bible says, and I'll recant any of the statements that I've made. If you want to be saved, if you want to be in heaven with God someday, then you're going to have to be a member of his church, the church that bears his name, the church he built, the church he died for, and the church that he adds the saved to. The Bible clearly says that all spiritual blessings are in Christ. We read it in Ephesians 1 verse 3. Salvation is a spiritual blessing. To be in the Christ is to be in his body. We read that in Ephesians 4 verse 4 and in Ephesians 5:23. To be in his body is to be in the church. They are one and the same, according to Ephesians 1, verse 22 and 23. And to be in Christ means to obtain the blood of Christ that has the power to remove our sins and to justify us, Romans chapter 5 and verse 9, number 9. And according to Ephesians 1 and verse 7, we have redemption and forgiveness of sin in his blood. Now, why is this such a difficult proposition for people to understand? We're not trying to be narrow-minded, ladies and gentlemen. We're just trying to tell you exactly what the Bible says. Check it out. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. Look it up and see what men were added to, and what did men do, and what were they added to. That's important. What were they added to? They were added to the Lord's church. Now, let me give you something to think about in conclusion this morning. When God decided to save Noah with seven other faithful souls, what means did he use? He used the ark, Genesis chapter 6, 14 through 22. Were any saved outside the ark? How about if they wanted to come in later after the door was shut? Did any get in? Was there some other ark? Not that I read about. God had made a decision for man already. In like manner, God has designed a plan whereby he will save mankind today, and men needed such a plan, and the Holy Spirit revealed that plan through the pages of God's Word. Now, in men's wisdom, they believe God can save mankind in another pattern or by another means. If so, produce the evidence that tells us that that's so. Why have an example, a pattern, if you please, and instructions if we can so easily disregard them? Why have the instructions if they are optional? If man can be saved outside of Christ, how then do we have such an example of it? The thief on the cross, he lived under the old law. That won't help you. Ladies and gentlemen, the proposition in the question is, must one be in the Lord's church in order to be saved? I believe the Bible says he must. If you think not, we would love to hear the evidence that says so. Have a wonderful day.